The We Pivot podcast is for you if you're a woman who has recently pivoted into entrepreneurship. You'll find digital marketing tips, trends, and strategies to help grow your business in today's digital world. Join Tona and Al Haywood as we have fun breaking down all things digital marketing. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Welcome back, everyone. Remember our chat in season one? Episode 2 about Google Eats guidelines, expertise, authoritativeness, and trustworthiness? That episode was truly a goldmine for anyone aiming to make their content stand out in the vast internet ocean. Well, today, we're going to circle back with a crucial update. As of December 2022, Google added a new E to the mix. Experience. Can you believe it? Now, I have to say, if you're curious about the nitty-gritty of EAT, you really need to make sure to revisit Season 1, Episode 2. It's all there, and everything that you need to know. If you go back and listen to that episode, you'll get everything that you could ever want to know about EAT, what it stands for, and examples that you can start using today. But today, we're going to focus on the new E, which is, wait for it, experience. And this new E is basically going to reshape the entire content landscape. So let's get into it. So let's say you've stopped this episode. You went back and you listened to Season 1, Episode 2. Of Google Eat, talking about Google Eat, that is, and you have already mastered the art of showcasing your expertise. You have demonstrated your authoritativeness through credible external and internal linking and established trustworthiness with abundant positive reviews and an impactful About Us page. There's just one more step to truly round out your content's impact. You need to infuse your own experience into the content. Now, maybe you've already been doing this, or maybe you thought you were doing this, but you might not have had it quite right. Well, basically, what experience is, it's more than just the facts and the figures. It's the real world examples from your own journey that bring your words to life. These personal stories not only prove that you walk the walk, but also it makes your content deeply relatable. It's this unique blend of expertise and experience that transforms your blog from a source of information into inspiration and connection with your audience. Let's not just inform our readers, let's connect them through the power of shared experiences. So I will share my experience just briefly. I remember when I started Call to Edify, which is our Christian online boutique. I remember doing blogs, and basically I did blogs based off of whatever I was feeling at the time, something that maybe I learned through a sermon at church or anything like that. I might have had a little bit more experience infused into the specific article, but I don't think that I really took an account of what my website looked like or the different things that I noted in my About Us. And so there were other things that were missing, but I believe when I went back and reflected on the different things that I might not have been doing, and I started taking them one by one and making sure that those things were done, and also adding more experience into each one of my blog posts, I believe that it helped me with the search engine because now my information was being seen by people who were looking for specific topics, or let's say they're looking for a specific item. They were being basically drawn to my website and they would click on specific links that link them to whatever they were looking for. But I did notice that before, when I didn't do those things, it was very hard if I was trying to search for my own information. It was hard to come up. Like if I had a specific search, it just wouldn't come up in the search engine at all. But I think when I put all of those things together, it started to come up, like my Faith Over Fear blog. If you type in Faith Over Fear Bible verses, one of that blog is probably, it's on the first page. I'm not going to say where specifically, but it is on the first page. And some other of my articles, when I do them with those steps in mind, making sure that I am trying to write highly engaging articles that also follow that format. So now it's your turn. I already know that you already dove into season 2, episode 1, if you didn't listen to it yet. And you know all about Google's Eat, and now you know about the extra added one. But what are you going to do about it? You know, it's great to listen to a podcast, but you can't just listen. You have to also take action. So what will be your action? Well, this is what I'm going to tell you. What you should do is go back, look at some of your blogs that you have written already. And look to see, do you have all of these things? Can you weave in more experience into your specific blog? And if you're wondering how you can evaluate your content's EEAT score, I've also got you covered. I just found a neat little tool today that you can shoot your blog articles in, you can put them in, and they can show you how good you are doing with your content's EEAT score. And if you want that, all you have to do is shoot me an email at Tona, T-O-N-A, at HeywoodSBS.com. And I'll send you a link to a free tool that can help you. So I really want to know, if this episode was impactful for you, did you learn something new? Or is this something that you've been implementing for a long time? I want to hear from you. So email me at that same address, Tona@HeywoodSBS.com, and let me know. Well, once again, thank you for listening to this podcast episode, and I look forward to doing this again next time.
We're so excited that you tuned in to the latest episode of the We Pivot podcast. Thank you for joining us. Now, whether this is your first time or not, please make sure to subscribe and share with a friend who can also use some digital marketing guidance as well. Until next time.